Have you ever heard of Sally?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What would you say somebody's doing when he's filling up his wagon or pickup truck at a woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it, going back and filling it up again?
Making trips.
Yeah, you might say he's...
working.
He's wood. Okay. Just fill it in. He's wood.
Cutting.
No, he's taking it back.
Oh.
Okay. suppose there were several logs across a road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and it out of the way.
Moved.
Or?
Pulled.
It's another way.
Rolled. Tugged.
let's see. If somebody is being pulled along the ground, you'd say he's being...
drugged.
Okay.
Should have got that.
What?
I should have got that one.
Yeah, okay, so you'd say I tied a rope to it and...
drugged.
Okay. And then you'd say, we have...
dragged.
Quite a few stuff, okay. And, let's see, if you have a field, the first thing you do to it is you want to break the ground up.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you use?
A tiller. Plow.
Okay. And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Tiller.
Have you heard of a harrow?
No.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call an X-shaped frame? You lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths. It's kind of like, let's see. It'd be like that. And you put the log there.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay, have you heard of a sawbuck?
Mm-hmm.
What would... that be you?
I thought that was more like when you put it to cut it half in two. But maybe that's what it means to cut stove wood. Like you had a long log and you'd hold it up to saw it half in two. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
Mm-hmm. And when you use one of those, you say you're going to... your hair.
Brush.
Okay. You might sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
Okay. Now what do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Or else?
Ammunition.
It's the same thing that ink pens also have. Sometimes ink pens you have to buy these little plastic things.
Cartridge.
Yeah. What do you call the playground equipment that children play on? One child is balanced on one end.
Seesaw.
Okay, and what would you say that they're doing?
Seesawing.
Okay, now, what would you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that a child can jump up and down on? In the center.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a joggling board? Okay. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle, and it can spin around on it. A child gets at each end. Do you have a name for that?
At each end, sort of.
Yeah.
See, when I was little, called them whirly birds.
Okay.
I can't think of one.
Okay. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you're making a...
swing. Mm-hmm.
And what would you carry coal in?
Bucket.
Okay. What would runs from the stove to the chimney?